AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Monday Morning Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners. John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7:21, 52 degrees with fog out there. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far this morning. How are things at the office so far, or have you made it to the office yet?
Yeah, I'm at the office. I heard Chase County dispatch a car deer accident while I was on my way in a little before 7.
It is that season. We had a reported injury crash about 28 hours ago northeast of Emporia, and it seems, John, really over the last, I want to say 3 weeks, but maybe I'm wrong on that, it seems like the last 3 weeks have gotten really active on this front.
You're very accurate there. That's when I noticed the uptick in it. Was kind of putting some stuff together for you and emailed you about that.
What I think what was, you were at 29, I think, on Saturday. That didn't include the one, obviously, on yesterday. Do you have a running total now, at least those that are counted by deputies since September 15th?
We did not have any over the weekend. I checked call history real quick, and we didn't have any except for that one up on the turnpike, which the KHP worked. And as you said before, we don't have the statistics on KHP, how many they may have worked in Lyon County since the 15th of September.
Well, I think we have noted an increase in deer population over the years, and when they are on the move, it makes it, dangerous out there, John, because they come out of nowhere, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And I'd also caution our bicycles. Of course, I ride every morning early, and I noticed a couple weeks ago that I almost got blindsided a couple times, relatively close calls, 10 yards or less, where they came from seemingly behind me and then darted in front of me. And so cyclists also need to watch. And it's not just out in the county outside of our cities. It's also in our cities. High deer populations in those green spaces, industrial parks and such, they can dart in front of you. I know the city had a car deer accident, I believe, last week.
I think you're right, yeah.
As well. So you got to be aware, and particularly mornings like this where you've kind of got some rolling fog and your visibility is reduced. It seems the deer on these kind of cool but high humidity mornings like to move around and stuff, and you never know. So just kind of slow down and pay attention and watch out for them.
John, are there any tactics people should take? I mean, it happens in an instant, but what do you recommend as far as drivers that do encounter deer?
No hard braking. Most of the injuries, when there are injuries, which fortunately, except for the one on the turnpike, we haven't had any in Lyon County, they occur when the driver tries to avoid by either braking hard or swerving to miss the deer. They strike a fixed object, and that's usually when the injuries occur. It's best to go ahead and hit the deer. There's very rare occasions where a deer has actually come through the windshield and had a fatality or a serious injury. So it is actually not better for your car, but probably better for you in the long run.
And I do remember, actually, John, when I was a very young reporter back in Nebraska, we had a case like that where somebody went through a deer and the deer came right through the windshield, and that was it for the driver. And I think there's a lot of drivers that are probably, they have that in the back of their mind. They'd rather have that or they'd rather avoid anything but having that deer hit the hood, come up through the windshield, and hit them. I'm wondering if that's why we see so many of these.
Well, that, and it's just natural reaction to avoid any object that appears in front of you, that you really have to have the mindset that, hey, the deer are active here. If I have one, I need to be aware of what's beside me, behind me, what other potential. I'm not real familiar, but I believe that on the turnpike last week, they had that big accident right around the 127, 128 on the turnpike.
Right.
I believe that may have started with a car deer accident, and then another accident developed, not necessarily a chain reaction, but because of the first accident, ended up with two or three more accidents. So that's just the things that can occur. And the best thing to do is, if you do hit a deer, you can get to the right side of the roadway and turn on your hazards and call 911 right away, because we want to get the deer out of the middle of the road, because if it's a large deer, then that could cause an additional accident or swerve into you. And the best place, particularly out on a rural road or highway, is stay in your vehicle with your seatbelt on. So in case you are the victim of a secondary crash, rear-end crash, your chances of not having an injury or being seriously injured is better inside of that vehicle, which is designed to take an impact.
Yeah, it is just natural reaction to hit the brakes.
Yep.
I mean, boom, number one, especially when things happen that quickly. Now, if you do encounter a deer and make contact, and the deer is off the side of the road and your vehicle is still drivable, is there still basically requirements to contact law enforcement, John?
If the damage is over $1,000 to your vehicle, then you are. We would also like to know about the deer, even if it's off to the side of the road. The driver can ask if they want the deer after they've struck it. We can give them a salvage tag, as well as wildlife and parks officers. But the sheriff's office deputies carry those salvage tags. And if they have struck the deer, then they can get a salvage tag for that deer.
I would assume that, encountering $1,000 in damage
that
from a deer.
Yeah, I think it's going to take much.
It's probably going to be the case. I mean, you're probably going to be at a grand pretty quickly, I would think. So.
Yeah, pretty quickly. I know that we had a really unusual car deer accident a couple weeks ago, where I think two or three deer actually struck a car, possibly broadsiding it, glancing blows after they maybe struck the first one. And as they often are, if you see one, there's probably more. And I think that was the case. I can't remember before where one single car took a hit by three different deer.
I want to kind of loop back to the point that you made here about the cyclists, though, because it kind of stands to reason that you know, you guys are, you know, cyclists are much more exposed than with a full-blown vehicle, and that is a concern that we have really not addressed in past interviews. But, you know, with more cyclists out on the road, I'm kind of surprised this is something that these type of encounters don't happen more often.
Yeah, I know there's a funny video on YouTube of, I think it was in the southern hemisphere, where it was an antelope, though, that actually broadsided a cyclist, and it's kind of hilarious. However, you know that the cyclist had to have some pretty significant injuries. You know, somebody had a GoPro that was behind the cyclist, and all of a sudden this antelope appears out of nowhere and literally strikes the side of the cyclist, trying to jump over the top of him.
Well, aside from iron reinforcements on your vehicle, any products out there, John, you know, work well as far as being deterrents when you're traveling to deer? I think there's some that are advertised, aren't they?
Yeah, a long time ago they had deer whistles or whatever.
Right.
There was. I'm not sure those were very effective. It seemed like, you know, if you do see the deer ahead of time and you can check your rearview mirror where you can slow down and kind of let them get out of the roadway. You know, the thing, deer in the headlights, that yeah. is true at times. So just slow down, let them get out of the way. And particularly if you can see that it's a larger deer and a smaller fawn or something, you know, that mother or father is going to protect that smaller fawn. So just let them do their thing if you have that opportunity to slow down and take it easy. I think the reason we haven't seen that with cyclists is for the most part, you don't have a lot of speed unless you're coming down a hill or whatever. That would be my worst nightmare is coming down a hill at 25, 30 miles an hour and all of a sudden the deer appear. Yeah. Because that's not going to end up good no matter what the action is by the cyclist.
John, anything else you wanted to add here so far this morning that we may have missed that you want us to relay to the public here today?
No, just wear your seatbelts, slow down, be aware that we live in their world, and we need to watch out for them because it's not like the joke where I don't know why that deer didn't cross where that sign is. That's where the deer crossing is. That just doesn't happen in the real world. So,
all right, John, we appreciate your time as always here. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, it's Lyon County Undersheriff John Kells. Yeah, the deer crossing sign.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. All right, thank you, John Kelsch, Lyon County Undersheriff, with us on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, one more newsmaker that we have that's open, and that happens to be Fridays, the 10th. So let us know if you want that one, 620-342-1400 or KVUE at KVUE.com. Do you want to – Ron, do you have that one full? The 10th newsmaker?
I do not believe I do, but okay. I'm sure we'll fill that here shortly.
Maybe fill before the morning show is out, the way things go. The rest of them are full. Tomorrow, 7:20, Gary Post will be discussing the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen essay contests. Wednesday, we'll have Kathy Hammond talking about Quilts of Gratitude ceremony taking place on Sunday. And then Thursday, Pastor Neil Taylor has his preview of the Emporia Church of Christ annual Thanksgiving community meal.
Yeah, I'm thinking on Friday, though, we need to probably get our preview for the Veterans Day Parade and Memorial Service.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
On Saturday.
We'll get that figured out.
It's a big day. Veterans Day coming up on Saturday. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Fog out there this morning, 52 degrees. It is 7:33. Stay tuned. Weather next.
At IHOP, anytime is breakfast time. Get IHOP's 2x2x2 for only $6.